Welcome to The Fix, the podcast made for the trades, where we sit down with inspiring individuals across the trades to discuss their unique take on the industry, including career paths, job site stories, overcoming challenges, and everything in between. I'm your host, Catherine, a marketer here at Odie, with my co-host and friend, Doug, one of Odie's resident experts in all things trades. The Fix is more than a podcast. It's a community built to support tradespeople and inspire the next generation of essential pros. Let's start the conversation. All right, Doug. Hey, listen, we're going to take kind of a different approach to an organization today than we typically have, but I'm really excited because there's an alignment here from a lot of what we've been trying to accomplish and kind of the dreams of our guest today, which is to solve the skilled trade shortage. Which
yes.
I think if we could do that, it would be really, really cool.
Absolutely. So let me take you on my little journey
yep,
here, Catherine.
Here we go.
You ready?
Here
okay,
we go.
So, you know, I'm always a big fan of things that can take long journeys to capture great opportunities, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I want to be around things and I admire things that can react to obstacles and change direction in an instant to achieve successes.
Sure.
Okay. I want things that can be feared but also respected, right? Okay. Because of the competition. And then I want things that can stand alone, but they can also do great things in packs,
yep,
right?
Absolutely.
Well, guess what? I'm a Leo, Catherine. I love big cats, right? I love those tigers and lions and jaguars, right? Well, today I'm adding a new cat to my fan.
There we go.
It's the skill cat, and I'm ready to go.
I love it. Well, what a great intro to the founder.
It was fantastic.
Welcome, Rushir Shah, who is the founder and CEO of SkillCat.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, excited to be here.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Doug's for hire. If you would like to have a new intro done, he could definitely work something up for sure. Well, Rushir, can you tell us a little bit about SkillCat and what inspired you to create it?
Yeah, absolutely. So SkillCat is an online training platform for the skilled trade. So we have about 1,500 hours of training through virtual simulations on HVAC, plumbing, electrical, appliance repair, and just general maintenance. And so we have virtual simulations that teach you how to do everything in a gamified way. And then certifications in a whole bunch of areas to get you certified to actually start working. And we're only $10 a month. And so
it's a steal.
We've trained 300,000 people. And the whole goal is how do you make it a lot easier for people to get into the trades and grow in the trades? And you know, that's a problem really dear to me. So my background, how I got into this, out of college, I did policy research on the BP oil spill. So that's how I got into the trades world. I started a company out of college building online courses and simulations for rig workers. So folks working on rigs.
Yeah, cool.
And then I went to business school. And when I came out to the business, everyone was getting laid off during COVID.
Mm.
And the oil was struggling. And so you had all these people making really great money, great jobs in oil and gas, who got laid off and then went to go work at a grocery store because mm-hmm. they had no idea how to get into other industries that also needed mechanical skills, that also needed electrical skills. And did some research, and like since the 70s, this has been happening all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a 30% decline in blue-collar income because folks moved from these great jobs in manufacturing and coal, and they don't know how to reskill for other industries. And so that's really how SkillCat came to be, is how do you make it easier for folks to get into the trades without having to go to a trade school where you may have to spend a lot of money and you may have to take 2 to 3 years out of the workforce. And so it's how do you make it as easy and accessible as possible for those folks who a trade school doesn't work for?
Yeah.
And we've just grown since then.
So is that, you know, as you talk about one of your, you know, passions is to, you know, fill this trade shortage and the major issue that we have, would you say that's really where SkillCat fits into the mix and what you see as the biggest problem? Or are there any other biggest challenges contributing to this problem?
Yeah, so I think the two biggest challenges, there's an awareness issue and there's an access issue. And so we just started a new nonprofit organization called the Grit Foundation, focused on the awareness part. And then SkillCat's a little bit more on the access part. But I think awareness, people just don't realize how incredible these jobs are, right? Nobody gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have zero debt. You make more money in almost all cases than someone with a college degree. These jobs are pretty much AI proof. I mean, nothing is AI proof, but we're a lot less likely to get automated away. and people are happier. Like job satisfaction in the trades is 90% or higher, where it's 40 to 50% in office jobs. These are just phenomenal jobs people don't realize. So the Grape Foundation is an organization we started to get more kids excited about the trades. We're hosting camps all over the country and just changing the narrative on, you know, what's a good, meaningful career and why trade jobs are awesome. So that's kind of the awareness side. And the other problem is access. And I think a lot of people, even if they want to get into the trades, they don't really know how to get into them. They don't have all the opportunities. They can't leave the workforce for, you know, multiple years. And so that's where SkillCat comes in, where we try to make that process a lot easier for folks. And so we have people all across the spectrum from middle school, high school, all the way to people in their 40s and 50s who are career changers, all of whom just want to figure out how to get into the trades, how to grow in the trades, how to start their own business in the trades, really anything along that spectrum. So awareness and access, and we're trying to fix both of them.
Yeah. I would imagine for yourself graduating in the last 20 years that you probably didn't have a lot of awareness that this was even a route that you could have gone down when it goes into the trades.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what we find, that connection. So I love the fact of the nonprofit that has a nice focus on how do you start to build that awareness, because it really has been such, as we've talked to a lot of people, it is such a college focused still mindset with our counselors, parents, and that there is such a great opportunity to put your hands on tools. And if that's the way you learn and that's the way you thrive, why not open that door and show someone all the opportunities that are there for them?
No, absolutely. We just had a conference and we had our banner and the tagline was rescue 100,000 kids from college.
Yeah, I love it.
Because like, college is great for so many people, but a lot of people get pushed into college who just, they're not, it's not the best fit for them. Right. And, you know, so I think the trades should be option one. If the trades don't work out for you, then spend $250,000 on college.
Yeah, no kidding, right? That's for sure. Your platform has incredible reviews and also a really high star rating. What do you attribute that to? I mean, do you bring in experts from the field to help you? How do you build out your content? How do you understand what's going to resonate best?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So all of our courses, we build them out with a subject matter expert, someone with years of experience in the field, working with like an e-learning instructional designer and an animator. And so every course is like very animated and interactive, and then we work really hard to make sure everything is applied. In terms of the ratings, I would say that when we first launched, we were at like 1 or 2 star ratings.
Mm.
And it's been all about feedback. And so tradespeople, I'm sure you know this, Doug, but tradespeople are not shy about giving out feedback.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
We're very honest.
Yep. We feel it on social media. If they don't like something, they're going to let you know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly improving the experience, and you know, it's been a slog like to get us up to like 4.9, we're 5.0 at one point. It's always like whatever you can do to get to that highest rating possible. And even right now, we're getting a lot of feedback. Some of our courses, people want them to be a little bit more applied and, you know, interactive. We're going through and revamping a bunch of courses. So we're all about, how do you take feedback? Feedback is a huge gift. And, you know, instead of getting affected by it, it's all about how do you take that feedback and then do better. And then that's how you eventually get to a place where you have a nice rating.
Yep.
Well, Doug's going to ask you a little bit more about the plumbing portion. Not that we expect you to know and understand how to change a P-trap, but he's going to ask you a little bit about it.
Yeah.
I
tell you, I only have a few seconds here to kind of give a review of the online access that you have. And I'm going to tell you something. Everybody needs to visit your website. Okay. I went on there and I found.
That's from a boomer.
I'm telling you. Yeah. My daughter even has me in her phone as boomer, right? Not even dad, right? So, but I went on there and the online accredited certs that they have, I mean, I saw math, I saw physics, mm-hmm. chemistry, hand, you know, basic hand tools, right?
Yep.
And then blueprints, individual fixtures, OSHA classes, how to lift properly, you know, confined spaces. They went through multiple trades. It was just absolutely incredible. Okay. And in today's world, that gives me the opportunity to sit down at night in my comfortable space and really focus on what I'm doing. Complete 5-star on your website, my friend. But with that being said, the trades are really hands-on. You know, because I can simulate anything on a video, I can describe it to you, but hands-on gives me all of those variables. How do you ensure that, you know, these folks are getting that hands-on.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's a great point. So I think, like, nothing beats, obviously, hands-on for any of these things. I think our thinking is, hey, first, we're a pre-apprenticeship for folks. So whatever it takes to get you in the door, right? So we can, you can demonstrate that you have a good understanding and awareness of a lot of key concepts. We have virtual simulations that get you kind of build your confidence and get you as close as possible, something in the field. And then often that's enough to get your foot in the door. Then you get an apprenticeship, right? So we tell folks, get certified through everything you can through our platform, and then go knock on doors, talk to a company, get someone to actually put you, you know, into a truck and train you on the job while you continue learning through Skillcat as you're actually working. That's generally how we think about our program. And I think if there's a really good trade school that actually gives you a lot of hands-on, nothing beats that, right? Mm-hmm. If you can't afford that, if you can't take the time for it, or if you can't, you know, there are a lot of bad trade schools out there as well. If you don't have it, and some of those don't have much hands-on at all either. So if you can't do those things, come to Skillcat, do as much as you can, and then try to get a job in the field. And the other answer is through this great foundation, one of the things we're working on is we're trying to set up centers at plumbing and HVAC contractors all over the country, where right now they're going to be hosting these camps for kids. But step two is we wanted to start building out a hands-on portion of our school that's more flexible, where you maybe come in for a weekend or a series of weekends to a school, to a contractor near you to complete the hands-on piece of your training. Mm. So you have some hands-on before you actually get out there in the field.
Okay.
I agree with you. Nothing, especially for plumbing. I think HVAC, there's like an electrical, there's like a lot of troubleshooting. There's some other things you can do really well. But for plumbing, I think it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's really, really hard to be, you know, hands-on, right?
Yeah.
I like that combination between finishing it off with hands-on.
What is your vision for the future as far as your relationships with contractors who are going to come to Skillcat and say, hey, you know what, you're going to do all the groundwork for me, and then I'm going to take them, I'm going to build the rest of the house with these guys. You know, what's your vision for that?
So we work with, so right now we have this whole portion of our app that's focused on individuals who want to get into the trades or grow. We also work with a lot of companies who kind of as an apprenticeship program. So folks who've already hired people but don't have full resources for training or they want support, they'll put their new hires through our 3 or 4 year apprenticeship program through our app where folks can get trained up and skilled up and keep growing and learning. And so that's been really great with contractors. Also been really great with multifamily. So a lot of apartment maintenance technicians who often just thrown in and have no training and have learned like five trades at once.
Yeah.
So that's been really useful for that.
That's great.
That makes a lot of sense.
It
so,
does.
You know, one of the goals that I saw was to make world-class trade education affordable and accessible. You know, how do you keep your costs low, but also maintaining high-quality training?
So I think the real way we do it is by having a lot of students and then keeping them on for their whole lifetime, right? So we're $10 a month. And because of that, the only way we can actually succeed as a company and stay in business, we have to bring a lot of value. So people actually want to stay on the platform month over month, year over year.
Mm-hmm.
We have to bring a lot of people onto the platform. And so luckily, those are the things we care about, right? We want to bring a lot of value and we want to spread the word about the trades. So it all aligns. Like a lot of the certifications we offer on our site included in that $10 a month price are $200, $300, you know, at other places.
Right.
And we always raise our prices. I think for us, it's all about how do we, because this is a core value of ours. The only way we do it is by bringing enough value that people stay on the platform and, you know, we just spread the word and get as many people into the trades as possible.
I love it.
So, yeah.
What about virtual reality? Are you starting to incorporate that in some of your trainings and what does that future kind of look like?
We are somewhat anti-virtual reality.
Okay. So
I think there's some really cool technology out there. Just right now, most tradespeople don't have VR headsets.
Right.
Most folks, you know, have much access to a computer during the day. So for us, it's all been about like, how do you bring simulations and like as close to VR as possible, but on a phone that's easy for a folk, for someone to use in the field and accessible. I think someday VR could be really cool. Like if you could, like, there are things like, you know, a lot of plumbing skills, like actually take apart piping. Some of those things are hard digitally, right?
And
like brazing solder is really hard digitally. I don't think VR is there yet. So I think like VR is somewhere in the middle where for everything you can learn online, you can do really well on a phone. For everything you can learn online, you just really need hands on.
Right.
I don't think is there to do that yet. So that's why we've really focused on just like, how do we make it super accessible to folks on their phone?
Yeah. No, it makes a ton of sense.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about the foundation that you started that's going to help try to build awareness. Can you talk to me a little bit more of when that came about? What are some of the things that you're working on? I would love to learn a little bit more.
Yeah. So it's last few months, really, just come together. We partnered with this really incredible YouTuber in HVAC, Brian Orr, with this. He has this channel called HVAC School. And Washington Post just actually did a feature on them. They're like this massive platform across HVAC. And we started this partnership. The initial goal is just to build camps for kids all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
So hosting one day camps, we did our first one. It was incredible, where kids learn how to braze. They do some carpentry. They get exposure to a bunch of different trades and a bunch of hands-on tasks. And then they take home something at the end that they've actually built, you know, through that day. And so that's step one. And so as we scale that, we're building out a network of instructors and facilitators all over the country who are going to lead these camps. And so contractors that host them and instructors who lead and are trained up in how do you teach young people effectively about the trades. So that's phase one. I think phase two, I mentioned, we're trying to build out this classroom kind of flexible hands-on trade school that allows the flexibility of like weekends and folks to come in at later stages in their career. And then step three is we want to build out some more accreditation standards around helping people reskill. And then we really struggled with this when we were bringing people in from like oil and gas is, hey, you've had years of experience working with mechanical troubleshooting, years of experience working with motors. But if you apply to a job in an HVAC company, you start at zero. And right. So some sort of a standard that makes it easier for folks to adapt as a lot of these industries change and they have to move in between industries more frequently. So that's kind of the plan over the next few years. I think right now we're just getting started with our first few camps. And so if you know anyone who wants to host a camp or wants to get involved in any way, please reach out.
Yeah, I mean, we actually, Doug and I are sitting at OD University right now. So it is a building across from our manufacturing where we have a solvent cement lab. We've got hands-on in the back and a classroom that seats up to about 65. So we do Girl Scout trainings here. We've done
Habitat for Home.
Mm-hmm, Habitat for Home. Anyone who has a home that we do kind of plumbing 101 for them so they know how to take care of their home. So
THCC has been here before.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. So we are more than happy to host if you know of someone, or maybe I know of an instructor that might be a good fit. But yes, I think even just letting our communicating to our social network would be a great one too, that there's a lot of companies out there that one would love to share more about the work that they do and two are looking for skilled labor to come into the trades, and they're everywhere from Canada to the east to the west to the south. So it's definitely something that we could help promote and connect if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Where are you guys based again?
We're in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, cool. Very
beautiful.
Cool.
Yeah, Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah. We'll definitely hit you up for that.
All right. We would love that. Well, let's just, I want to wrap up with just a couple of different, because I think we could sit here and talk about all the things that we love to do in the future. But, you know, what advice would you give someone considering a career in skilled trades that's kind of unsure of where to start?
Well, first of all, great decision. Great to consider the skilled trades. It's really an incredible choice that'll help you throughout your life. I would say go online first. So the first step is to figure out what trade you want to do. Right. And so there's great solutions. And Silcat's a great choice. You can go through and actually look at a bunch of different trades and understand. But also just YouTube and TikTok both have incredible influencers that are creating content on a day in the life of pretty much every single trade out there. So like before you even pay for anything, go through and like look up a bunch of trades, watch some videos, see what the job looks like, see what gravitates. And there's so many tests online on like what trade is right for you. So there's first do that, just do a bunch of research. And then like if you actually want to get started, I think Silcat's a great option where you can go through and get some of your stuff online. There's some other programs too. Just get your certs and then just get your foot in the door and find a company that'll actually train you on the job.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
You're, you know, I would say young in your career and with all the things that you have been building. So as you look out across the next 30, 40 years, what do you want to see as kind of your end goal of what you were able to accomplish with Skillcat in the trades?
Yeah, and I've started. This is my fourth company I've started, and I've never enjoyed a company as much. Or I've never felt like this is the one, but I think this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Like it's just incredible to be building a platform that helps so many people,
mm-hmm.
just contributes to society in so many meaningful ways. I love people, people in the trades. Folks are so nice. They're so real. Like, it just, I've really enjoyed just the last 4 years building Skillcat. So for me, it's really, if we can bring this platform to millions of people, right? And have millions of people on the platform, they never churn. Folks stay on the platform. They continue getting value and growing and stay on the platform for years and years and years. So that would be my goal, is like over the next 30 to 40 years, really build this into something that just transforms how trades education works and helps a lot of people.
I love it.
Great answer.
Perfect answer. Yep. Perfect way to end it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It was so great to learn about the work that you're doing, not only for your foundation, but also through Skillcat. We'll make sure that when we post, we'll have links to your site and all information, so those that want to get involved. And I'm sure you'd be more than happy if we have any of our social media influencers that would like to connect and open up a location to house a school. They would be more than happy to follow up with you, I'm sure.
Yep.
Awesome. Yes, please. Anytime. My email, Ruchir, R-U-C-H-I-R at skillcutapp.com. Feel free to reach out with anything.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.